From the GPB Newsroom, Good Thursday. I'm Ricky Bevington. The Georgia Department of Labor has distributed $1.7 billion in state and federal unemployment benefits over the past 7 weeks. That's the announcement from the department today. The department says nearly 1.6 million claims have been filed, but less than half of those applicants earned enough money to receive benefits. Georgians with invalid or denied claims, like gig workers and contractors, could be eligible for pandemic unemployment assistance. The state says last week it processed more than 83 applications for that aid program. The Georgia House and Senate Appropriations Committees met virtually today to begin the long process of rewriting next year's budget. State economist Jeffrey Dorfman told lawmakers it will be a while before the economy gets back to a stable place.
When are we going to get normal back? It's all going to depend on consumers and when we feel safe taking a vacation, going to a restaurant, going in a shop just for the fun of it, and things like that.
State agencies are being asked to submit 14% budget cuts this month, as the state will likely see lower tax revenues in the coming months. A coalition of attorneys, faith leaders, state legislators, and advocates is asking for the ear of Governor Brian Kemp. A new coalition of attorneys, faith leaders, state legislators, and activists is asking for the ear of Governor Brian Kemp to discuss ways to fight coronavirus in African-American communities. GPB's Grant Blankenship has this story.
The group called the Georgia Coalition to Save Lives wrote a letter to Kemp requesting a meeting, citing the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention finding that over 80% of the people killed by COVID-19 in Georgia were Black. The group wants a new virus strategy focused on that inequity. During a press call around the effort, Atlanta attorney Trisha Hoffler said the group is also willing to litigate the issue.
As a trial lawyer, it's always good to talk before you take to the court.
Meanwhile, leading COVID-19 models suggest the end of the state's shelter-in-place order could mean between 3 and 14 times more people could die from the virus by August as compared to projections based around shelter-in-place. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Georgia led the nation in blueberry production last year. The USDA reports 21,700 acres of the fruit were harvested in 2019. Georgia also saw its peach production go up 44% from 2018 when the crop was heavily impacted by freezing temperatures. Canada buys nearly $6 billion worth of Georgia goods each year. Right now, the country is sending us medical supplies needed to fight coronavirus.
The mill on Vancouver Island that produces the particular grade of pulp that is used to make the surgical masks and gowns used in hospitals and medical facilities across the United States is but one silver lining example.
Here from the Consul General of Canada in Atlanta. That story up online at gpbnews.org. I'm Ricky Bevington.